This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Genesee's very own Kyle Stutzman and Great Lakes Credit Union's very own Tim Lukomsky. And they are both here on the show talking about Great Lakes investment and partnership with Genesee. They have invested $2.4 million into Genesee, and we talk about what they're going to be doing with the investment and then how the partnership's going to work and what's going to be coming down the road as well for these two. So great talk with Kyle and Tim. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're talking a little technology, we're talking partnerships, we're talking investments. Oh my gosh, we're going to cover the whole nine yards here, and but before we do that, let's do some introductions before we do the interview. Right next to me is Genesee's very own Kyle Stutzman. Kyle, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. And then right below us is Great Lakes Credit Union's very own Tim Lukomsky. Tim, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Glad to have you guys here because today there's a little bit of news going on here. Great Lakes has invested in and partnered with Genesee. Can I say the number, guys? Is it okay to say the number? How much you guys invested, or shall we keep that under wraps?
It's fine with me if it's okay.
Oh yeah, go right ahead.
We're keeping excited. People at bay here. No, you guys invested a little over $2 million, $2.4 million to be accurate here. Investment in Genesee. So that's, I think, again, as we were saying before the recording, I think this is great news that these partnerships and these investments are going on in the industry, because it really keeps this industry moving forward in more ways than one. And we got to do that today, especially with what's going on outside the industry. But before we get into the investment and partnership, Kyle, I just want to give you a quick 30 seconds here to give us a quick 411 on Genesee. What are you guys all about, and how do you help credit unions?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, that is what we live for. So Genesee is a connector between worlds, is like what we like to talk about. But the main thing is, it's like a universal translator. So one of the things that happens in our space, any community financial institution, especially credit unions, is we go to conferences, we have our roadmaps, we want to do something, and we go talk to a provider because we want to work with them. They have something that really can help us, help our membership. And then we say, do you work with my core? Like, can you connect to my systems? And that question, so much hinges on that question, whether they say yes or we'll get to it. And so Genesee solves that problem. That's the whole point of Genesee.
And that's a big deal.
We solve that problem. So right. Great Lakes, Tim and Great Lakes want to work with who they want to work with. We're going to make that happen. So that's, we not only have this cloud universal translation, you know, platform that makes sure all these systems can be connected, but we have the team to actually do the integration to support them moving forward. Right. And we say them, it's the credit union, but it's also the provider you're working with. Like, right, everybody has to work together, and we make that happen. So that's my quick 30-second kind of spiel of what Genesee is.
Yeah, and Tim, I mean, yeah, before we get to all the investment and partnership stuff, I mean, this must be kind of quite the empowerment tool for a credit union, because it really kind of frees you up to do what you guys want to do, who you want to work with, right? Is that kind of the philosophy behind this, especially from the credit union perspective?
Definitely. I had started talking to Kyle on another subject, and he said, well, let's talk a little bit about Genesee. And when it came up and he explained the concept, I got maybe a little too excited. I almost scared Kyle, I think. But it definitely opens up different avenues for us, so we can work with who we want.
Yeah.
But also just as exciting for me is, if credit unions have developers on staff, they can end up writing their own programs that work with the technology. Yeah. Then can go back into the core as well. So it definitely opens up a lot of roads.
No doubt. So let's get to the investment. Again, you guys invested $2.4 million in Genesee, and you partnered with them as well. So how will you guys be working together in these respects?
Yeah, so at that investment level, I was able to garner a board seat at Kyle's company. And so I will be joining their board of directors.
Oh, awesome.
And very much looking forward to that, and learning and growing and learning more about the company. At the Great Lakes side, just looking to integrate the technology as needs arise.
Okay.
you know, Kyle and I have talked about different companies, and he's like, yeah, we're talking here, we're talking there. I'm like, oh yeah, we're talking to those guys too. So the same folks who are wanting to use the technology to connect into the cores are the same companies that we're talking to for products. So it's really kind of a match made in heaven.
Okay. And I want to get the Genesee perspective here as well, Kyle. I want to get your perspective on how you guys will be working together, because obviously this is great news for you guys and Great Lakes as well. But I want to get the Genesee perspective on how you guys will be working together.
I mean, we are excited, you know, for the enablement of things specifically at Great Lakes, right? That's obviously a primary focus, and making sure that whatever they need as part of the platform that we're going to be able to take care of as their integration partner. But, you know, as this conversation is so much broader, it's like Tim said, there's so much more impact that happens. And we have a lot of feedback that's coming through the fintech world. As Tim said, we just talked about two of those that are either signed or in the roadmap to use the Genesee platform. And Tim's like, oh yeah, we're already talking to them, or we have proposals sitting on our desk in front of us. Yeah, waiting, which we can't, you know, we can't tell those customers, like, he's going to get the best possible deal out of them. So we won't share exactly who those are until those contracts are signed. But we're excited about the credit union perspective, right? There are things that Tim has already brought to the table of how we could use it to empower things like his internal developers. We have some other credit unions that are saying, well, I did this for myself, and there's this great collaboration in our industry. We could use this to help another credit union. Well, even in that model, we break down because not all of our systems are the same. But when we talk about Genesee's platform, now you could write something that works with your core, but then your neighboring credit union or the one across the country that has interest and you want to help, it can still work with them because their core is different, but we have that universal translator that makes sure that it works.
Yeah.
And so we have a whole nother level of collaboration, which can expand and really push out through the industry in ways that have been a barrier before. So they're really going to help with that perspective. Obviously their investment helps with our growth and staffing, because there's a lot of work in front of us and a lot of additional endpoints that are on the platform that are being added. And we need to make sure that we have the right resources to support all the work.
Yeah. And as you're talking about, you know, breaking down that barrier, as you say, I mean, there'd be a lot of demand for something like this, that universal translator that you're talking about, Kyle, right? So I think there would be a lot of demand for something like this, because it sounds like this has been something that's been needed for quite a while. And both of you guys recognize that, especially you, Tim, that you recognize that as well from the credit union perspective. And my next question is the significance of this for a credit union as well, because I think we addressed it a little bit earlier, kind of that empowerment, or it kind of frees you up to work with who you want. You want to comment a little bit further on that?
Yeah, it's such a unique technology, and it fills a void. You know, it's definitely going to speed up integration time. We're going to be able to bring products to market faster, which, you know, obviously can result in huge strategic advantages for us against the big banks out there. Mm-hmm. As Kyle was talking, I just thought of another application that not crossed my mind previously. The credit union world is definitely very cooperative, and we have a lot of small credit unions, and so they have a more difficult time sometimes attracting talent. So we could use this on specialized, you know, like an accounting service that a bigger credit union could offer smaller credit unions, and use this technology to connect the data back and forth. So it definitely has broad applicability.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked, I get sick of the word pandemic, but you know, that taught us that we got to be flexible and adaptable. Mm-hmm. And this technology would really allow us to do that.
Completely. And I think we're all sick of the word pandemic. We're all in on that for sure. Yeah. But yeah, that's a fabulous. And I love the word flexible as well. That's such a great thing. Is that kind of a term that comes up often in your neck of the woods, Kyle, in your offices, is how flexible this is, or allows the credit unions that great flexibility?
Yeah, it does. And oddly, it allows it because we make things standard. So it's this weird double-sided coin, right? So the reason why it's so flexible and can be used in many ways is that you can talk one language, and then the translation is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And when you go and say, I want this information, that information comes back, whether it's, you know, one core, or we're talking a digital platform, whatever the API on the other side is, mm-hmm. we don't have to worry about, right? What we're focused on is talking the standard message set and getting the standard message back. And yes. so the possibilities are really fun. You start to see people's wheels turn. We just were on the phone with a $2 billion institution just earlier this week. And the conversation was like, you know, first it was, you know, I know this problem exists. I didn't realize there was a solution. And now that there's a solution here, like all the possibilities. And it was the same thing Tim mentioned, like my own staff could develop some items for us. Like could we use this for our own call center and connect not mm-hmm. just to our resources, but we might be acquiring another credit union to support them, even though they don't have, you know, they wouldn't have to transition that core right away. And or there's other systems that our call center people can't get to, and yet we could use this platform to allow them to get to not only our core, but other systems as well. And so they're just, the wheels just start to turn, yeah, and it's really fun to see that happen and see what the possibilities are. So we like to see that. And that's what we want. We're not trying to create the next sexy front-end fintech. There's so many great solutions out there. We're trying to be the one that makes sure they all work and there's no barriers so that everybody can have this innovation.
Well, and that's the beauty of it, right, guys, is that, you know, that this allows such creativity that there's applications that you probably haven't even thought of yet, you know, that somebody else is going to come up with. And I'm sure, Tim, I mean, you just brought up another idea in your recent, in your last response, like, oh, we can help out the smaller credit unions as well. So there's all sorts of things out there. And that kind of leads me to one of my last questions here is what goals do you have for, Tim, I want to get the credit union perspective here. What goals do you guys have or expectations do you have for this moving forward here? Because I know we're still early on in this relationship here, but what are some things that you have on the horizon that you want to achieve?
Well, first of all, you know, our big goal is to incorporate this technology where and when it makes sense, to speed things up, to get us access to systems that our staff didn't have access to previously. You know, we have a few of those systems that are third-party systems that we get information from once a month, and mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that's a pain. So with this technology, we can go out and query those systems as we need to and pull that information back in. It opens up so many doors for us that weren't there, you know, 6-8 months ago before mm-hmm. we had heard of this technology. So things kind of move more slowly than I would like sometimes in the credit union world. So I'm excited from that perspective that we can speed things up when there's already connections in place. So. Very excited.
Yeah. Speed is the name of the game these days, for sure. And it sounds like this is the ticket to get you there. So for sure. And Kyle, I want to get something, you know, you get your perspective from the Gen UC side as far as goals, as far as working with Great Lakes as well, or even and beyond as well. So what do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, we're going to support everything that Tim just said. That's what we're doing. And we have some other credit unions that we're doing that with already. We just had a credit union that had an beginnings of an implementation for a lending solution. And it had more exceptions than it did success. And that's no fun for anyone. And so we had the conversation, jumped in, and made sure that their use cases are starting to move forward. And now they're getting loan applications fully dispersed on their core. And there's a stage 2 and 3 to deal with, you know, additional things that they want to do with the same vendor mm-hmm. that is capable of doing it. But just somebody needs to be there to put all the pieces together. So mm-hmm. we want to do that for the credit unions and for the community banks, you know, for the individual institutions. But from a Janusy perspective, we want to change this problem so it goes away. And we want to level the playing field so that anybody who wants to work together can actually work together. We want to be the start of the open banking component without, you know, there's still going to be this translation layer, I think, is more powerful than just saying everyone has an open API and you got to figure out how to write to all those. But the same concepts are there. And so we're definitely pushing that forward. Mm-hmm. And as we have more and more credit unions on the platform, I mean, we're still on target for our, you know, 100 credit unions in the first year plus, you know, on the platform. And that starts to make things quite interesting. Mm-hmm. You start to talk about collaboration because that 100 quickly becomes 250, 500. You know, and the more that are on it, the more interesting things you can do just with interactions with each other. And they're not as complicated because you take away the whole barrier of how do systems talk together. If someone solves that for you, which is what we're doing, now it's just a matter of what do you want to do?
Yeah, the floodgates open for sure. And as you guys well know, the more folks you have using something like this, the more good ideas you're going to have. And they go, like, hey, now we can apply that, and that, or that might apply to somebody else or something. But yeah, just the floodgates of ideas are going to be open for sure. So, and as you guys are talking in your last response, I'm thinking about this kind of stuff is almost kind of like a have to have now because of what's going on outside our industry, as far as like the fintechs that are nipping at the traditional banking heels. And like you said earlier, Tim, you know, the big banks got to compete with them as well. So this type of stuff is almost a have to have to keep up, if not stay ahead of what's going on out there. Cause you talked about the speed aspect of it as well, as fast as things are moving today. So this stuff is got to be in your quiver for sure. Your quiver for sure to keep up and keep ahead. So good stuff. And that said, anything else to add here, Tim? I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts here on this?
No, just like I said, just excited about our partnership and looking forward to moving forward.
Right on, right on. And Kyle, any final thoughts here?
I mean, a thank you to Great Lakes. I mean, I can't make sure you go through the call without saying not only did they see what we're doing, they saw the potential and the possibilities beyond what you can even do today. And so we have a lot of people that see the problem, and we have a lot of people that say, well, as you solve it, this is going to be great. But there's, you know, only a few that have come along and jump in the early stages for the ride. And there's a number of, you know, it's a handful, but it's, Great Lakes is special in that way. And so we're really looking forward to the partnership, and, we're looking forward to helping a lot of credit unions. Yeah. So if you have an integration problem, you know, just give us a call. This is what we do now. This is our world, and we love to help out.
Well, good. Yeah. And well said. Yeah. And we'll put all the links and stuff in the show notes for sure. And again, yeah, this is something that, in my opinion, is something, this type of stuff is a have to have. So to keep up and maintain and even stay ahead of what's going on out there right now. So, and you guys recognize that for sure. So we appreciate that. Appreciate your time. And I think we'll probably be having you guys back on pretty soon, because I think we're just scratching the surface here. We're just getting going with this type of stuff. So I look forward to having you guys back on here down the road to see get some results and success stories and some experiences of what's transpired. So it'll be a lot of fun to chat down the road. So stay tuned for that. So, but until then, keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, we'll take care of those two the two fintechs we were talking about, Tim. We'll come back on and talk about those integrations.
Yep, right. That sounds great.
All righty, guys. Well, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it. And again, look forward to having you back on down the road. Keep up good work. All righty, guys. Well done.
All right, thanks, Michael.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.